Jessica had finally worked up the courage to directly seduce Steve in his apartment. She had some difficulties when trying to subtly hint to him that she was available. Previously, she had tried this.
Oh no, I dropped my phone. I better bend way over right in the middle of the hallway to get it.
And this.
No, Steve, I have no idea how my receipts for both birth control and the Kama Sutra ended up in your mailbox.
And even this.
Yes, I am very thirsty, if you know what I mean. Oh, you just handed me a glass of water. Thanks.
In response to these setbacks, she had decided to just hoe it up.
Hi. So my washing machine is broken, and I was wondering if I could just run this load in yours. As you can see, I'm almost all out of clothes, so I had to wear these teeny tiny shorts that just barely cover my booty and this little baby tee that shows a lot of cleavage. I won't bother you at all. Just here for the wash. No ulterior motives of any kind.
Everything she just said was a lie.
Thanks. Oh, hey, I see you've got some stains on those jeans. If you want to take them off, I can just throw them in the wash with the rest of my clothes. I mean, you've got boxers on, right? So you won't be naked. It's not like this is part of some elaborate plan to blow you or anything.
And then this happened.
Oh my god. I can't believe you talked me into doing this. You're just such a dirty seducer of innocent women. I swear I'm not this kind of girl.
It turns out she was exactly that kind of girl. And really, Steve didn't mind. He was that kind of guy, too.
Oh my god, are you bending me over the dryer? Are you finally gonna fuck me? I mean, okay, I guess, if you really want to. Oh my god.
Yes, it was happy orgasms and post-cuddling for everyone. On the next episode of Arrested Sexual Development, Jessica meets the rest of Steve's apocalyptic sex cult.
Wait, what?